this evening's proms. It's presented by Louise Fryer.
Good evening. I'm Louise Fryer. Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall and this late night prom broadcast live on BBC Radio 3. It sees the London Sinfonietta reunited with their founder, conductor David Atherton, and they're joined by the BBC singers in two sacred works by Stravinsky. Thraney, his settings of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, taken from one of the darkest, most somber passages of the Old Testament, ends the programme. It calls for a cast of distinguished soloists. And before it, we're going to hear Stravinsky's creative reimagining of a set of variations by Bach on the chorale prelude from Himmelhoch. It's a jubilant melody, and it has quite a history of adaptation. Martin Luther chose to adopt it for his own Christmas celebrations for his family, and then it went on to become one of the best-loved Lutheran chorale preludes for the Nativity. From Himmelhoch, from heaven high I come to you, I bring you tidings good and new. Good tidings I bring to you today. Bach decided to use the chorale many times. He used it in his Christmas oratorio and then again in 1747 as the basis for a set of variations for organ. He wrote them as a kind of musical calling card for a rather exclusive club in Leipzig. It was dedicated to promoting and fostering musical sciences, so Bach made sure he made the variations as intricate and full of artifice as he possibly could. Not that you'd notice, Bach being Bach, one line follows the next with ever increasingly bewildering complexity, but the mechanism that makes the music tick doesn't detract from its fluency and beauty. Well, 200 years on, more or less, in 1956, Stravinsky decided that he would make an arrangement of it. He had arranged just about everything from Gesualdo madrigals to Happy Birthday for You. He added yet another level of complexity to the piece, as we'll hear in just a few moments. He arranged it for voices and orchestra. But before the BBC singers and the London Sinfonietta perform it, we're going to hear Bach's original, played on the organ here at the Royal Albert Hall by Daniel Hyde. There are five variations, and they're going to be immediately preceded by the chorale melody as harmonised by Bach for his Christmas oratorio. So let's welcome Daniel Hyde to perform the canonic variations on Vom Himmelhoch by J.S. Bach.
Thank you.
The organist Daniel Hyde, Director of Music at Magdalen College, Oxford, playing Bach's canonic variations on the Christmas chorale from Himmelhof. The canon simply means rule, and in that final variation, the applied rules combine the chorale melody with upside-down versions of itself played at different intervals and with additional parts interleaved, a mind-boggling musical mechanism. Well, just as Bach enjoyed the art of reusing and recycling, so too did Stravinsky, and the BBC Singers and the London Sinfonietta are already on stage to perform Stravinsky's arrangement of Bach's canonic variations, which he wrote as a companion piece for his Canticum Sacrum. The London Sinfonietta are led this evening by Cleo Gould. The piece was composed for a concert in St. Mark's, Venice in May 1956. The Canticum had been constructed in five sections as a musical counterpart to the five-domed structure of the great basilica, so Bach's variations, also in five sections, made a rather neat bedfellow. And here to conduct them in the chorale variations on Vom Himmelhoch by Bach is tonight's conductor, David Atherton. And this is Stravinsky's arrangement of those chorale variations. He subtly changes the title. David Atherton conducting the BBC Singers and the London Sinfonietta in Stravinsky's reworking of Bach, his chorale variations on Vom Himmelhof, written as a companion piece for Stravinsky's Canticum Sacrum. Interesting that Stravinsky changed Bach's title, substituting chorale for canonic variations. Perhaps he felt that, unlike Bach, he didn't want or need to draw attention to the intellectualism that lies below the surface of Bach's original and simply wanted to revel in the music itself. Well, the piece that concludes this late-night prom is also by Stravinsky, written only a few years after those Bach variations. Threnody, which means lamentations, uses what were to Stravinsky at the time completely new techniques. It's his first major piece using 12-note or serial technique, where all 12 notes in the chromatic scale are used in a fixed order from which all the melodies and harmonies are generated. Early this afternoon, I caught up with tonight's conductor, David Atherton, but before I asked him about Threnody, I mentioned that tonight's prom is quite a family affair.
It is, it's wonderful. My sister Joan has played in the London Sinfonietta as principal second violin since its formation back in 1968. She's playing. My elder daughter Elizabeth is singing the soprano solo line, one of the six soloists. And my second daughter Susan, who's expecting in a couple of months' time, is singing the BBC Singers. So it's quite a family occasion. It's the first time the four of us actually work together on the same platform.
And potentially your grandchild too.
Well, let's hope, yes.
Now, turning to Threnody, when Stravinsky wrote it, he was one of the grand old men of 20th century composers. Why do you think he needed to turn to this completely new style?
Well, he'd already started a little bit when he did the ballet Agon, tried it out a little bit here and there, and I think he was just a very, very inquisitive composer. Because he moved to California and Schoenberg was also there, and I think he came under the spell in a sense. He started to examine these other composers, and I think he was just looking for alternatives, new ways of expressing his ideas. He doesn't use the serial technique in the strictest form in the way that Schoenberg did, but I think it was the first example in his music, and certainly a large-scale piece like this, where he actually used serial technique from beginning to end.
Do you think he was a little bit like Bach in that enjoyment, intellectual enjoyment, of playing with the possible permutations?
I think so, in a way. It was almost like opening a new door for him, in a sense. And he loved to experiment. He was always on the cutting edge, I mean, throughout his whole life. You know, you go back to the three big ballets early in the century, the Firebird, Petrushka, Rite of Spring, all three of them written within a relatively short space of time. You could almost point to three different styles of composer, and he was still at it, you know, 50 years later.
Now, how did it go down with the critics?
Well, it is a difficult nut to crack, it must be said. It's actually wonderful doing it in the Albert Hall because it has the spaciousness that you need for the piece. It was originally written with a cathedral in mind in Venice, but it is a piece that you probably need to hear more than once in order to fully appreciate, I think.
How would you characterise its sound world?
Well, it's a work which is essentially a vocal piece. The main protagonists are the six soloists, who a lot of the time sing as an ensemble. And then you have a chorus. But in the background, a lot of the time, is the orchestra. It's almost an accompaniment a lot of the time. So one should almost think of it as almost an a cappella piece with a few instruments added. Having said a few instruments, it's actually quite large forces. But he uses them very, very sparingly in almost a chamber music proportion.
Now, there's no melody as such for us to hang on to. What should we listen out for?
Well, there are, if you hear it often enough. On a first hearing, I've got to admit, it is a pretty dense piece. Even when sparingly used, even with only two or three voices, it is sometimes difficult to really get to the core of the piece, because he uses a lot of Bachian techniques. He uses canons, fugatos, he'll have a melody, and then he'll use it in reverse form, and then he'll use it upside down, and then he'll use it upside down but in reverse. And at one point he uses all these four things at the same time, which of course does produce a rather cacophonous sound if you don't know what it is you're listening to.
But worth the effort.
I think so. I hope you do too.
Tonight's conductor, David Atherton. Threnody draws its text from one of the darker corners of the Old Testament, specifically from the biblical book of Lamentations, words in which the prophet Jeremiah describes the destruction of Jerusalem and the first temple when the Babylonians ransacked the city in 586 BC. Scored for six soloists, used in various combinations, chorus and an orchestral ensemble, those orchestral musicians just coming onto the platform now, Thraney has a solemn ritualistic character. It falls into four main sections, starting with the traditional incipit, scored for women's choir, wind and harp after an initial orchestral flourish. And the lamentations take the form of elegies. Stravinsky sets fragments from elegies 1, 3 and 5. The first is for voices and strings. The next, the third, comprises three sections, complaint, perceiving hope and compensation. And the final part is much shorter, setting words from the fifth elegy, the Elegia Quinta, the prayer of the prophet Jeremiah. In the Christian tradition, those words became adopted as a metaphor for the darkness, literal and spiritual, which came over the world at the death of Christ. And many composers from the Renaissance onwards set words from the Book of Lamentations for the Christian services in the week leading up to Easter. Stravinsky knew and admired some of these early settings by composers as diverse as Tanis, Couperin and Krennic, and he adopted the same practice of setting not just the biblical words themselves, but also the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which are used to mark off the verses of the text. So this is a piece which, like much of Stravinsky's music before it, has roots which lie deep in the music and traditions of the past, as well as being a piece very much of its time. Well, David Atherton has the distinction of being the youngest conductor ever to appear at the Proms. That was in 1968, when he was just 24. And he's coming onto the platform now with the soloists, Elizabeth Atherton, soprano, Hilary Summers, mezzo, tenors Andrew Kennedy and Alan Oak, the baritone David Wilson-Johnson and the bass Sir John Tomlinson, joining the BBC Singers and the London Sinfonietta to perform Stravinsky's Thraney, surprisingly its first performance at the BBC Proms.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days of old. The prayer of the prophet Jeremiah, the last of the elegies set by Igor Stravinsky in Thrainy, performed here at the Proms for the very first time, over 50 years since it was written. By soloist soprano Elizabeth Atherton, mezzo Hilary Summers, tenors Alan Oak and Andrew Kennedy, baritone David Wilson-Johnson and bass Sir John Tomlinson, with the BBC Singers and the London Sinfonietta conducted by David Atherton. Interestingly, the singers placed in the very centre with the players split on either side of them. That piece was written for Venice, as were the chorale variations we heard earlier. Venice, the city Stravinsky most loved, and where he's buried. He once said, "I was born out of due time in the sense that by temperament and talent, I should have been more suited for the life of a small Bach, living in anonymity and composing regularly for an established service and for God." And certainly there are a number of his sacred pieces which have about them the quality of the diligent, quietly unfussy church Kapellmeister. And soloists back centre stage taking their bow, being applauded by the singers and players on stage as well as the audience here and the Royal Albert Hall. And David Atherton now returning and encouraging all the BBC singers to their feet. Their chorus master was Paul Brough. And David Atherton moving now around the various sections of the London Sinfonietta, starting with the brass, and then on to the strings and wind. Well, that ends this late night prompt. Tomorrow, Valery Gergiev conducts the World Orchestra for Peace in not one but two symphonies by our anniversary composer, Gustav Mahler, his fourth and fifth symphonies, with Camilla Tilling, the soloist, in the fourth. That's tomorrow at 7:30. But for now, goodbye from the Royal Albert Hall. Jill Anderson is in Broadcasting House.
Thank you very much. That was Louise Fryer. Well, Late Junction is at 11:15. Max Reinhardt presents Hunting Horns and Soundscapes from Western France, plus music by Rameau and the Loop Orchestra's Circa 1901. Before that, more music for violin and piano by Stravinsky. This is the Prélude et Ronde des Princesses from the ballet The Firebird. Thank you. Anthony Marwood and Thomas Addis were playing Prélude et Ronde des Princesses from Stravinsky's The Firebird.
Ilham Al-Madfai, Iraq's cherished veteran singer and guitarist, comes to the BBC Proms. In this prom, Ilham Al-Madfai is joined by the brilliant up-and-coming oud player Khayyam Alami, the protege of the 2010 Radio 3 World Roots Academy. I'm Lucy Duran. Join me for Ilham Al-Madfai and Khayyam Alami at the BBC Proms on Monday night at 10 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
And tomorrow night's prom at 7:30 is given by the World Orchestra for Peace, two symphonies by Mahler. Mahler's Symphony No. 4 in the first half and Symphony No. 5 in the second half, conducted by Valery Gergiev. And our lunchtime concert is the penultimate recital recorded in Downpatrick, County Down. The tenor Robin Trichler and pianist Simon Lepper perform two song cycles by Schumann, or rather one song cycle by Schumann, his Dichterliebe, and a song cycle by Benjamin Britten, Winter Words. And there's another chance to hear Sunday evening's prom tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Berlioz's Romeo and Juliet, Wagner's Act Two of Tristan and Isolde, given by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Simon Rattle. That's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now, Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
rêver, me goût pas gaz à va va voir. La va grave au java va va navez goût. Qui vit sève fabouille la vache à gâte. En vent d'avant sa gant, le veut ou vous la gâte. C'est vé cavar ta gueule, la va moustagache. Cravoya gant congon, la va des vignavez goût. Mais vé sève favé avant cugule les gays. Et vé cravi ou vous.
I'm Max Reinhardt, and that was a joyful welcome to tonight's Lake Junction from Ukulele Club de Paris. That was Java Javanese, and Dora Lou was singing in Javanese, which is a slang celebrated by Serge Gainsbourg, of whom more later. Before that, the first of several traditional tunes from the west of France, Air de Maréchine, performed by Gustave Mandin and Michel Kerbouf on Hurdy-Gurdy, and recorded in 1984 in Deviat-Charente, just south of La Rochelle. In a moment, the course. A track from Iris. That's the new limited edition EP from Swedish duo Wild Birds and Peace Drums, but it's available later this month for the masses on their double CD Rivers. But first, here's some more hurdy-gurdy in a French folk nouveau style. It's from Spi and La Guadriole. Saracine.
J'aime les chants un peu rugueux, chants de païens au cœur fougueux. J'aime les chants faits pour les gueux. J'aime les mots un peu vulgaires, ça vient de cet instinct grégaire que mes ancêtres avaient naguère. J'aime le feu, j'aime la sueur, j'aime la fête et le labeur. Œil de butin, foudre de Dieu, j'aime ce qui rend les gens heureux. Voile leur sourire, j'ai de l'amour, je peux le dire. J'ai de l'amour bien débordant pour les jupons qui brassent le vent. J'ai de l'amour, que voulez-vous? J'aime le feu, j'aime la sueur, j'aime la fête et le labeur. Rêve de butin, foutre de Dieu, j'aime ce qui rend les gens heureux. Je viens sur soi, on a tenté, rien n'y a fait. On a tenté de faire de moi un chanteur d'espoir illusoire. On a tenté, rien n'y a fait. J'aime le feu, j'aime la sueur, j'aime la fête et le labeur. Œil de mutin, foudre de Dieu, j'aime ce qui rend les gens heureux. J'aime plus rien, c'est mon statut. J'aime l'odeur qui vient du cœur, j'aime tout ce qui sent bon et fort, par-dessus tout, qu'aucun ne sort. J'aime le feu, j'aime la sueur, j'aime la fête et le labeur, œil de butin, foudre de Dieu, j'aime ce qui rend les gens heureux.
Give me a sign, give me a hand, pull me aside, shake me a light, push me to reason, make me uneven, to balance out my indifferent mood. I need a prayer to hold my course, to get a God to give me the force. I gave a big piece of my black heart, need it back now to find a way. So just give me all, give me it, the thing I need to feel complete. So no, there's nothing more here than it was. I hear the echo of the loss, I feel the teardrop of the unable. There is too many pieces missing. So who am I? Am I that kind who will surrender and who will not try? Who is not worthy of the prize? What is the mankind not to be kind? Oh, just give me all, give me it, the thing I need to be complete. So that something better will come, so that after the sunset and the nightfall, something better must come.
Thank you.
Sarabande, an extract from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Nouvelle Suite, originally written in 1728 for harpsichord, but played there by Alexandre Tarot on piano. Rameau was a contemporary of Bach, whose long-forgotten reputation was re-established in the 20th century by French musical luminaries, and we'll be hearing some of their homages later in the programme tonight. But now let's hear Dupin, a contemporary band from Marseille who are re-establishing the music of Provence. They sing in Occitan, the old Provençal language, and give equal weight to traditional instruments like hurdy-gurdy and more recent arrivals, like samplers.
Thank you.
Eric Truffaz from his new triple CD album Rendezvous, Paris, Benares, Mexico. As a trumpeter, Eric has been likened to Miles Davis, though to me he sounds much more minimalist and ambient than that. On that track, The Fly, he's joined by Sly Johnson. You can go and see Eric Truffaz with Sly Johnson on the 8th of this month at the Brecon Jazz Festival. From a brand new release to a newly available treasure. This is a recording of a 1998 encounter between Ballet National de Guinée-Conakry, featuring Momo Wandel, and French kit drummer Bertrand Renaudin. Here's a sequence of musical gems from the CDs.